Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
You know, in preparation to my preaching today, I decided to start reading. Siyempre, pang bata ng konti, no? I started reading Percy Jackson. All right? I'm now in book one. layo. No? Book five na po. Okay. Yeah. Book five, right?
Book ten.
Book ten? The last book. Ano yung lumabas? Book ten. Meron akong teacher dito. All right. Book ten, The Blood of Olympus. Nabasa niyo naman? Sino nakabasa dito? Sino mga Percy Jackson fan dito? Yan, ang dami nila. Tatlo. All right? I'm so glad I'm talking to the right crowd. So I started reading it, and it's so interesting. Upon reading it, ang dami pala talagang naiba, no? Doon sa pinikula, napanood nyo naman yung Percy Jackson, no? Napapanood nyo yung mga movie nila. And talaga nagugulat ako, even the song that we sang earlier, Your Name is Higher, di ba in book one, in-explain to na, nung sa Percy, bagong dating siya sa Camp Half-Blood, okay? Banggit siya ng magit na mga pangalan ng mga ano, kaya nga, yung mga pangalan nila nun, si ano nga, yung pinaka-leader dun, D lang, si Mr. D lang. Because they don't want to name the names. They don't want to mention the names because then powerful daw yung name. And it is so interesting that even in the Bible, it's that way. Okay, yung name talaga may power. And that is why I love that song that we sang earlier, Your Name is Greater, Your Name is Higher. Okay, kasi yung dinidiklir natin name, importante yun when we know who Jesus is. Okay, introduction pa lang to. When who Jesus is, talaga, ibang klase yung mangyayari sa buhay mo. Ang ganda nung kinanta nila, Chris. What an amazing song. Okay, palakpakan natin yung worship team again. Grabe. Sino pa ulit sa seven? Ay, iba na naman. Grabe. Pero I'm sure magaling din yun sa seven, no? And I so love that song. It's a beautiful song, no? Steady My Heart. And we've been talking about the last 3 weeks, no? Scene zone, right? Ayan, scene zoned. Okay? Of course, hindi naman kasi ako masyadong bata. So, hindi ko talaga alam masyado ko ano yan. So, kaya kailangan ko pang i-research yan, no? Tinignan ko pang mabuti. Ano ba talaga yung scene zone na yan? No, for a while, hindi ko alam kung ano. Nung araw, nung panahon namin, wala namang scene zone eh. Yung pagka nagte-text ka sa tao, kapag nagme-message ka sa tao, hindi naman nilalagay itong scene. Di ba? Nakita niya na. Wala nga nilalaman, delivered. Wala nga eh. Kaya nga nung nagte-text ako, nung pagka nagte-text ako sa asawa ko, nakukuha niya ba yung text ko? Okay? Nakukuha niya ba yung messages ko? Kasi wala naman nakalagay itong sa phone mo, na send mo, pero hindi mo alam kung nabasa niya na. Right? Pero ngayon, with Viber, with iMessage, with Facebook, alright, with Twitter, tama, pati kasama yung Twitter doon. Alright? Nanguhula, you know? Ngayon, nandun na, pagka nilagay mo yung message mo, pagka nakita na nila, nakilagay itong scene. Right? Pagka Apple ginagamit mo, red. Tama ba? Sa iMessage, scene din ba? Ah, Android ka, Android. Alright, Android din ako, Android. Diba? So, hindi ko alam yan kung ano yung ibig sabihin niyang scene zone. Tapos, nag-research ako, pareho din pala yan ng friend zone. Hindi nyo alam friend zone, no? Sabi ko na nga eh. Yung friend zone, yung kapag yung ano, yung pagayong meron kang ka-close, no? Tapos pagka sinabihan ka, halimbawa, gay ka, no? Sinabihan ka ng babae, alam mo, mahal na mahal kita. Ah, sabi na, wow, eto na. As a brother. Yun, friend zone yun. Okay, na-friend zone ka. Akala mo yun na. Okay, akala mo okay na kayo. Akala mo MU na kayo. Alam mo yung MU? Ha? Mag-isa umibig? Hindi po. Okay yun. I like that. Grabe na yung kinarunan dito. MU. Okay, kung Bisaya ka, murag un. Ibig sabihin, para kayong on. No? Mutual under. Para kayong mag... Murag un ba? Mag Bisaya ka, MU. Yun ang MU, no? Na friend zone ka. So yung malang zine zone is very similar. No? Kasi parang ang feeling mo, dinedema ka. Di ba? Yung scene zone. And so, tingnan lang natin, no? In the last 3 weeks at 2 weeks, no, we've been talking about scene zone and thinking that maybe, just maybe, God has given us a scene zone. No? Meron kang pinagdadaanan, meron kang pinagbipray, meron nangyayari sa school mo, hindi yung maintindihan. Di ba yung week 1, pinag-usapan natin, when I don't understand, ang iniisip mo na scene zone ka lang ni God. God, hindi mo nakikita nangyayari sa school. Hindi mo nakikita binubuli ako ng mga classmates ko. Hindi mo nakikita, Lord, yung isang classmate ko, grabe, ang lupit. Ito yung nakikita ko. Tinitingnan pa lang ako, nalulusaw na ako. Di ba? Na, you know, and then, God, don't you understand? Hindi mo nakikita na yung nangyayari sa buhay ko. Di ba? Parang, habang sinasama mo, si God, binibigyan ng sin zone because he's not saying anything. Or sometimes naman, yung preaching ni Dean last week, di ba? Yung pinag-usapan niya, nakita ko yung PowerPoint din, ang lupit din, yung mga bungo. Nakita nandang yung mga bungo doon. Ikaw ba yun? Di ba, it takes too long. Di ba, yung kapag ngayon, iniisip mo, pray ka na ng pray, Lord, kailan ba darating to Lord? Sana ba yun? Nasaan na ba siya? Siya na ba? Wala pa rin siya. Di ba? And then pray ka ng pray na darating na yung iPhone mo. No, sabi ng nanay mo, anak, pagka tumaas yung grade mo, bibigyan ka ng iPhone. No, nung pinramis ni nanay mo sa yun, iPhone 3 pa lang. iPhone 6 na, wala pa rin. Di ba? It's taking so long and you're thinking, God, na-zine zone mo ba ako? O na-zine zone ba ako ng nanay ko? Di ba? And it's so difficult to think about that. And today, okay? Today, what we want to talk about is yung ano yung pag-usapan natin? When bad things happen, no? Again, tinignan ko lang ulit yung scene. So, meron ako nakita isang picture. I'm sure nakita nyo na to. Alright? Ayan, no? Scene. Salamat, Facebook. Nalaman kong binabaliwala niya ako. Parang ganun feeling ko pag kami... No? Pinakita pa eh, no? So when bad things happen, is God seeing it? Is God giving us a sin zone? Na sin zone ka lang ba ni God when bad things happen to you? Yung bang nangyayari, wala bang ginagawa si God? You know, in our talk today, yung pag-uusapan natin today, when bad things happen, merong isa akong nakitang nagsabi na sometimes the Lord does things in our lives so that He will shake us. Okay, so that he will be able to see what is in us. Alright, I like the shirt of this lady here kanina. Sabi ko sa kanya, ay, ang ganda ng shirt mo. Anong name mo? Ha? Kat. Hi, Kat. Sabi nung shirt niya, ayan, no? Struggles make me stronger. Changes makes me wiser. Na? Isn't that amazing? You know, struggle makes you stronger. You know, ito nga sabi nila, yung minsan si God, ginagawa sa atin, parang yung ganyan, no? Yung shake well before opening. Di ba? Before, sometimes, bago daw tayo maging useful kay God, kailangan i-shake niya tayo. Di ba? Kailangan baka umiinom ka ng gamot, di ba? May mga gamot, yung mga antibiotics, you know? Come on. Antibiotics, di ba? Mga ganun. Dapat kailangan, lalo yung mga suspension, di ba? Kailangan, ano yung muna? Ano tawag doon? Si-shake well. Di ba? Or pagka umiinom ka ng juice, di ba? Lalo na yung mga matagal ng juice, nandun sa ilalim lahat yung sediment. Kaya kailangan, shake mo muna bago umiinomin. And sometimes God does that to us. Sometimes He bring things in our lives to shake us a little bit so that we can be more useful to Him. Okay, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang na-shaken na ba yan? No, mukhang hindi pa na-shaken. And God sometimes shakes us, alright? Kasi nga, pero ang feeling mga minsan, na sin zone ba ako ni God? Is God giving me a sin zone? Nakikita niya yung struggle ko, nakikita niya yung problema ko. My heart is aching. Okay? Sabi nung kanta kanina, when things are not doing well, why is pain so much part of me? Okay, hindi ko alam kung ano yung ginugo through nyo ngayon. Some of you might have, iba sa inyo, baka may problema ka ngayon. Maybe meron kang problema sa exam. Nag-finals na ba? Iba. Opo, ano? Iba? Lord, hindi ko na alam. Lord, kailan pa? Di ba? Baka mamaya iba sa inyo, nahirap na kayo, okay? Hindi mo alam, nag-aral kang mabuti, and then all of a sudden, yung lumabas sa exam, ang layo. Ang layo, okay? Yung inaral mo, yung palang inaral mo, mali. Yung last semester pala yun. Okay? Kaya pala malayo. But you know, and sometimes God does that, okay? Pero ang tanong, I like that when you're quiet. Yeah. Ang tanong ganito eh. Kasi lahat tayo, you know, we all go through difficult times. Do you know that? Iba-ibang level lang. Iba-ibang degree yung ating ano, yung ating pinagdaraanan. Just recently nga, actually this week lang, hindi recently, just this week, last Wednesday to be exact, bad trip ako. Bad trip ako. Grabe. Imagine, galing ako buong araw meeting. No, nag-aaral kasi kami sa Fort Bonifacio. Meron kaming aral eh. From 9 o'clock hanggang 4 o'clock. Alright, tapos talaga hindi ka pwedeng malate doon sa klase. Yung pagka na-late ka, bibigyan ka ng ano, gagawa ka ng paper, 500 words. Pagka first late mo. Pagka second late mo, 750 words. Pagka third late mo, 1,000 words. Alright? So walang na-late doon sa klase na yun. Okay, yung teacher namin doon, napakagaling. Pero minsan, kamukha siya ni ano, ni Austin, si Stone Cold Austin. Ganun. Di ba? Stone Cold Austin, no? Steve, oh, grabe yun. Ganun itsura, tas ang laking tao. Ang laking mama. And so, imagine, buong araw ka nag-klase. Tapos gustong-gusto ko nang mag-relax pagdating ko sa bahay namin. And then I told my wife, honey, manood tayong sine. Sabi ko, I want to watch Equalizer. So, sabi ko, honey, 7:10 sa sine, ano, sa SM City, masinag. So talaga nagkumain kami mabilis. Tapos nag-ready na ako. Sabi ko, han, sige na, mag-bihis ka na para hindi tayo malate. Okay, lo and behold, pagdating namin doon sa Marikina SM, wala na. Nagpalit na ng movie. Bad trip. Tapos tumatawag ako sa ano, Santa Lucia. Tinawag ko sa Santa Lucia because I really want to watch Equalizer. Tawag ako sa Santa Lucia. Sir, do you want to watch it today? Yes, yes. Meron pa ba? Meron pa po, sir. Pero kanina pa pong 2:30. Bad trip, di ba? Minsan yung ganun, parang yung ganun maliit na bagay na nababad trip ka na. Pero minsan may mga bagay na mas malaki ron. Minsan yung wala kang pang-enroll. Minsan wala kang pamasa eh. May nasaktan. Pastor, naman ako naman kinakausap mo, Pastor. Diba ganun minsan eh. Diba minsan ang bigat na dinadala mo. Parang walang ginagawa si God. Or minsan yung relationship mo sa kaibigan mo, minsan okay naman, akala mo okay, yung pala hindi na okay. O minsan yung family mo, minsan mayroong problema sa family mo na hindi maintindihan. Bakit ganun? Bakit ganun yung mami ko? Bakit ganun yung daddy ko? Or minsan naman, as a student, meron ka talagang pinagdaraanan. Lahat ginagawa mo, okay, lahat ginagawa mo, nag-aaral ka mabuti, nagre-review ka, okay, nagtatanong ka kapag meron mga exam, pero hindi ka pa rin bumapasa. Hirap na hirap ka na. And there are things like that in our lives, no? And the Lord allows that. And yung sa book of Habakkuk, sa Habakkuk, yun nangyayari. Di ba? In the first week, pinag-usapan yung chapter 1, tanong siya ng tanong kay God, God, bakit ganito? And chapter 2, sinagot siya ni God. And then, binigyan siya ni God ng dapat niyang gawin. And then chapter 3, ang amazing thing about this, okay, when bad things happen, what do? How do we react to things that are bad? Okay? Ang ganda nung binasa ni Kuya Dean kanina, Romans 8:28, for all things work together for good. Okay, sinasabi nung all things work together for good. Pero hindi sinasabi na yung mga bad things na nangyayari natin, hindi siya bad. Some of the bad things that happens to us are really bad. Some of them are because of sin. Some of them dahil sa kalokohan din natin. Di ba? Meron tayong mga ginang decision that is causing bad things to happen in our lives. Pero minsan din, inaalaw lang ni God to see where we are. Okay ba kayo? Gusto niyo ba makinig? Ay, parang mali yata yung pinandahan ko. Now let me invite everyone to read God's Word today. We will be reading from Habakkuk chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2 and 17 to 19. Can we all stand as we read God's Word today? Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 and 17 to 19. We're reading from English Standard Version. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Sirgunoth. Okay? It's actually a musical term. Right? Pagka binasa mo yung buong chapter 3, makikita mo at the end, to the choir director with string instruments. So actually, some translation would read this, the song of Habakkuk. His prayer is a song. Okay, in verse 2 it says, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time. Make them known in wrath. Say in wrath. Remember mercy. Verse 17, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Verse 19, then the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. For the director of music, okay, on my stringed instrument, Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you today. Thank you for your word. Pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to us. Show us what you want us to learn from this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seat. Evan, yung time natin, ah. All right. So, you know what's so interesting about this book? In chapter 1, like what I said earlier, he was asking God, okay? Okay lang naman magtanong kay God, eh. Do you feel that sometimes? You know, sometimes you ask God questions. Diba? Kasi itong book na to, yung tinatawag dito, yung big word na sinagamit dito, yung book ng tinuturo dito kasi sa book of Habakkuk is the justice of God. Okay? Yung justice ni God. Or ang term dyan is theodicy. No? Theodicy. Ibig lang sabihin nun, justice of God. So nagtatanong kasi si Habakkuk kung chapter 1, Lord, nasan yung justice mo? Lord, nasan yung justisya mo? Hindi mo malakikita yung mga tao ang sasama ng ginagawa. Bakit di mo sila dyan na judge? They're not following your ways. They're not following your laws. They're nagnanakaw sila, nagkaganyo sila, nananakit sila ng kapwa nila. Bakit wala ka ginagawa, God? And then the Lord told him, no, I'm doing something and I will do something that something that I'm going to do is not... It's a thing that you've never seen before and you've never seen it's possible. Okay? So binigay niya, and then nung binigay ni God yung answer sa kanya, sabi niya, Lord, bakit ganito yung answer mo? Why are you allowing a more evil people to judge your people? Yun ang tanong niya, bakit ganito, Lord? Masama na nga kami, pero yung pinag-judge mo sa amin, mas masama sa amin. And so he was trying to not only question God, but he was actually telling God, Lord, this is what it should be done. Ito dapat ang mangyayari. This is how it should work. So may mga nangyaring bagay-bagay sa buhay nila. No, it is very difficult because this is the time, dun sa time ng nation of Judah, okay? Nation of Judah na lang po ito. Isa na lang yung Israel. Nahati kasi yan dati. Yung southern kingdom na lang to, where he's talking. And nakita niya that the people of God are not obeying him. Okay? So merong mga judgment binibigay si God. But there are three things I want us to learn. In bad things that was happening to them, there are three things that we could learn from Habakkuk. And hopefully, kapag meron kang kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, ganito rin yung gagawin mo. Yes, you can bring questions to God. Yes, you can question God. Yes, you can ask God, Lord, bakit ganito? Lord, bakit antagal? But you also have to remember there are things that you need to remember pag tinatanong mo si God. You have to remember who you are. And you have to remember who you're talking to. Minsan po kasi akala natin, kausap natin, I sometimes have this issue with my children, okay? I'm not gonna mention who na lang, kasi isa sa kanila nandito eh, baka marinig niya. God is good. Yeah. You know, sometimes pag yung mga anak natin, di ba Pastor Jeff? Pastor Jeff can relate to this, kasi si Dan wala pang anak eh. You know, sometimes kausap kami ng mga anak namin. Minsan meron silang tinatanong, minsan hindi sila nag-agree to sa sinasabi namin. And sometimes they would bring questions and then they will question our judgment. They will question our decisions. And then sinasabi, pinapaliwanag namin, you know, anak, kasi ganito yan. Kasi ganito. Hindi, napaka-strong. Hindi, dad, pero, hindi, anak, ganito. Hindi, tak! Hindi nga, hindi! Ganun, nakakalimutan. You have to remind our children. Sometimes I have to remind my children, honey, who are you talking to? I am not your friend. I am not your playmate. I am your daddy. All right, good. And that's, you know, sometimes kasi you forget. It's okay to question God, but you have to remember who you're talking to. You're not just talking to a friend. You're not talking to your playmates. Okay, but you have to remember who it is that you're talking to. And there's some of the things na nang ginawa ni Habakkuk nung nangyayari yung mga bad things in their nation, nung mga bad talaga nangyayari, merong mga impending judgment si God. This is what he did. Okay, first thing is he remember. He remember. What did he remember? He actually remembered God's mercy. He remembered God's mercy. In the midst of all the trouble that he was going through, in the midst of all the questions he has, and in the midst of all this judgment that God is about to give to his people, okay, etong sinabi ni Habakkuk, na-remember niya, God, remember your mercy. Pagka naalala ko yung word na remember, isa lang ang palagi ko naalala. Si Simba. No? Kasi si Simba, nung, natandaan niyo ba yung Simba? Hindi niya na alam to, no? Lipat na natin. Nagsisimba kasi, hindi niya, nakalimutan niya kung sino siya. So, nung bumalik na yung kaibigan niya, ano yung pangalan ng kaibigan niya? Si Nala. Diba, nakita sila ulit na, wow, a reunion, no? Tapos sabi ni Nala, you know, Zima, this is what's happening to our place. Yeah, they have to go back. Ayaw na ano. Sabi niya, ako na matata na ako ngayon. Nala, I don't want to, ano, tama ba? Sa doon ba 'yon? Oh, baka mamaya ibang kanta 'yon eh, no? Na ako na matata na ako, sabi niya, no. And then yung guy, yung baboon, 'di ba? Binatukan siya minsan. Na binatukan si Simba, anong pangalan ng baboon? Ha? Ang galing ni Dean, grabe. Oh, hindi ko alam paano sabihin eh. Basta may pangalan 'yon. And then binatukan siya ano, tonging. No. Binatukan siya ng baston. Tonging. Remember. Sabi sa kanya. Binatukan siya, tonging. Remember. Sabi sa kanya, remember who you are. But here, si Habakkuk, ang ginagawa, sabi niya kay God, Lord, in verse 2, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I have heard of your fame. Narinig ko na, Lord, I've seen what you've done in the past. Okay? I stand in awe of your deeds. Yung mga ginagawa mo, Lord, grabe, nakakanganga. Ang galing mo, Lord, ang lupit mo ang mga ginawa mo nung panahon na ng mga... yung mga tatay namin, narinig ko na yun, Lord. And Lord, sabi ang prayer niya, Lord, renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. But yet, he said, pero kasi nangyayari doon, judgment nga ni God eh. Diba? I-judge yung nation niya. I-judge ni God because they were not following his laws. But he said, but in wrath, remember mercy. In wrath, remember mercy. Because he understood. Okay, si Habakkuk, alam niya eh. Alam niya bakit sila dinajudge ni God. Alam niya, nadajudge sila ni God because they were not following the God of Israel. And their people were following other things. Like what I said, merong mga bagay sa buhay natin, the reason why we're in trouble is because we make wrong decisions. Naranasan niyo na yun? You make wrong decisions, tapos, you suffer for it. Di ba? Pero meron namang times na wala ka namang ginawa. And yet, the Lord is allowing you to suffer. Meron din ganun. Pero si Habakkuk, alam niya, these people did something wrong to God. They've offended God and they needed to be judged. Pero sabi ni Habakkuk sa kay Lord, Lord, in your wrath, Lord, sa galit mo, Lord, sa puot mo, Lord, sa judgment mo, remember mercy. Remember mercy. Mahabag ka sa amin, Lord. Do not judge us as our sin deserves. Yun yung sinasabi niya, Lord, judge us according to your mercy. Do not give us what we deserve. And that's the amazing thing about God. That's why, you know, when we're in trouble, when you're in trouble, ask God to remember his mercy. Hindi kanya binibigyan ng sin zone. When something is wrong in your life, when you made the wrong decision and you are suffering for it now, okay? Nangopya ka, nahuli ka ng professor mo. Now you're suffering, pwede kang makick out sa school. And alam mo, pwede bang matanggal yung scholarship mo tapos masisipa ka pa sa school. Hindi mo alam kung paano mo sasabihin sa nanay mo yun. Alright? Don't ask God for judgment. Ask God, God, remember your mercy. Mahabag ka sa akin, Lord. So whatever you're going through today, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a decision you made, mali yung ginawa mo, pero maybe nagsasuffer ka ngayon because someone else did the wrong thing for you, against you. You ask God, Lord, remember your mercy. I'm in trouble, God. Remember your mercy. Okay? What else? Okay, what else happened? What else can we learn from him? Okay, remember is another word. He said, remember. What did he remember? Okay, not only when you're in trouble, you have to ask God to remember his mercy. But on our part, we also have to remember things. When that something is going that is not right in our lives, nakakalimutan lahat natin yung goodness ni God. That is why, ang ginawa ni Habakkuk, he remembered God's powerful deeds. Inalala niya. Okay, pagka binasa mo yung buong letter ng Habakkuk, tatlong chapter lang po ito. Napaka-iksi lang. You can actually read it in one sitting. Okay? Mauunawaan mo at dito nakita mo sa verses 3 all the way to verse 16, ang ginawa ni Habakkuk, inalala niya at tinandaan niya yung mga pinagagawa ni God. Sabi niya, that because, you know why this is so important? Because we're so forgetful. Ang dali natin makalimot. Di ba, pagka may mali na nangyayari sa buhay mo, pagka nahihirapan ka na, pagka wala ka na ulit pang bayad ng tuition, pagka wala ka na ulit pang load, buti na lang merong free internet ng smart sa kasan. No? Ngayon, palagi ka na may Viber. Diba? Nakaka-text ka na kahit libre, kahit wala kang pera. Diba? Pero nung araw, oh Lord, wala na akong panlood. Paano ko siyang matetext? Diba? Parang ang bigat ng problema mo. Parang dala-dala mo yung buong mundo. Wala ka lang pan-text nun, ha? And yet, itong yung buhay ni Habakuk, no? Yung buhay nila, eh nasa kalagi, you know, nasa piit ng danger. Piit ng ano yun? Panganib, di ba? Nasa piit ng panganib yung buhay nila kasi another nation is coming, a nation that is so cruel, okay, is coming and they're going to take them away, they're going to destroy the city, they're going to kill all their wives and all their children, and then dadalhin pa sila sa ilang libang lugar, and this is what's happening. Nakikita ni, ano to, nakikita ni Habakuk, alam niya, itong judgment ni God na to, tama yan. And yet he said, Lord, in your judgment, remember mercy. Don't judge us too much, okay? Don't give us what we deserve. And then he, not only that, when he was going through these things, and sabi niya, teka muna, kailangan ko alalahanin na kahit na nangyayari to sa atin, I have to remember that God is still powerful. Yes, this nation is powerful than us. Yes, this nation is going to destroy us, but I have to remember that the God that I serve is a powerful God. Amen? Kahit ano yung pinagdaraanan mo, you have to remember who your God is. Kaya nga sinasabi ko kanina, importante yung binabasa ko dun sa Percy Jackson, yung name, natatakot silang panggitin yung pangalan. Pero when you think about the name of Jesus, when you think about who your God is, and this is what Habakkuk is doing, okay, he remembered the powerful deeds of God. Tingnan natin. In verse 3, sabi niya, God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran, okay, Selah. It's actually word means pause. Okay? It just means you pause. Okay? When you read that, then you pause. You don't actually read that. Pero minsan nilalagay na rin yan. Kasi nga kanta to eh. Di ba? His splendor covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. And this is probably the time when the Lord was given, gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Okay? Naalala niya yung kung paano tinakpan ni God ng glory niya yung mountain. And binigay ni God yung kanyang law. Alright, what else? Verse 8. Was your wrath against the rivers, O Lord? Was your anger against the rivers? Or your indignation against the sea when you rode on your horses and on your chariot of salvation? He was probably talking about the Red Sea experience here. Okay, he was remembering, okay, God, I remember many, many years ago, our people, okay, when they left Egypt, they have to cross the Red Sea. Okay, niligtas mo sila agad. You were, you know, yung nation niyo, yung Egypt, we were under them for 400 years and yet you delivered us. He was remembering the goodness of God. And then, here's another one. The sun and moon stood still in their place at the light of your arrows as they sped, at the flash of your glittering spear. Here's another thing. God, he's probably talking about Joshua. When Joshua was fighting an enemy, they were praying that the Lord will lengthen the day so that they could overcome the enemy. And the Lord exactly did that. Okay? Yung sun and moon, nag-stop. Yung oras, huminto. While they were fighting and the victory was won. He was remembering the goodness of God. He was remembering the power deeds of God. Verse 15, he says, you trampled the sea with your horses and the surging of your mighty waters. Again, he was probably talking about the time when the Israelites were crossing the Red Sea, okay, and then the enemy, the Egyptians followed them. Ano nangyari? Yung lahat ng mga soldier ng Egypt namatay. He was remembering, okay, God, I know this nation, Babylon, is going to attack us. They're powerful, but I know, God, you can still deliver us. You've done it before, and you can do it again. And this is what he says. And I hear, and my body trembles. Okay? Nung narinig niya, inaalala niya yung mga bagay na ginawa ni God, sabi niya, nangingihig yung katawang ko, Lord. And my lips quiver at the sound, and the ruddiness enters into my bones. And my legs tremble beneath me. Yet, I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon the people who invade us. He was not only remembering that the God that he served is so powerful, but he also looking ahead, that this nation that is going to judge them is also going to be judged. So kung ano man yung pinagdaraanan mo ngayon, okay, kakala mo na sin zone ka lang ni God, hindi, huwag kang mag-alala, the Lord is going to deliver you. Amen? Okay, not only did he remember God's mercy, not only did he remember the powerful deeds of God, but you know, this amazing thing, he rejoiced. he rejoiced in God's salvation. Here's interesting. This is what's really interesting about this story. He was rejoicing despite of not seeing the deliverance of God. That's the amazing thing. Despite of not seeing the answer to his prayer, he was rejoicing in God's salvation. Sometimes, akala natin, pagka Kristiyano na tayo, dapat bed of roses na. Diba? Dapat wala nang pagsubok, Lord. Dapat okay na lahat. Dapat everything should be fine and okay and well. Pero hindi ganun eh. Sometimes the Lord will allow you to go through difficult time and difficulties. Okay, mahirap. May nahihirapan ka, may trials, may struggle. Okay, but struggles makes you stronger. He rejoiced in God's salvation. Look at what he said. Okay, Habakkuk 3:17. He rejoiced in God's salvation despite of all these. Okay? Kasi, hindi pa nangyari. Itong kaya sabi niya, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls. Kahit wala. Lord, kahit hindi mo sinagot yung prayer ko, Lord. Kahit hindi ko pa nakikita yung salvation mo, Lord. Kahit hindi ko pa nakikita. Kahit hindi ko pa nakikita yung sagot mo, Lord. Kahit hindi pa ako dinideliver sa situation ko ngayon, I can still rejoice. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord and I will be joyful in my God, my Savior. Kasi minsan, no, pagka naisip mo kung sino si God, I'm sure you've seen this before on how when you're so focused on the problem that you're facing, ano nangyayari? Yun lang yung nakikita mo. Yung parang pagka meron kang yung piso, niligay mo sa do. Yung pagka tinignan mo ganito, ang layo, nakikita mo lahat. But when you put that piso closer to your eyes, minsan, ano nakikita mo? Wala na, yung piso na lang. Kasi duling ka na. Na-cover lahat. Nawawala yung perspective mo. And I like the way Dean did it last week. No, dapat minsan yung perspective. You wait in the right perspective. And you have to understand that we can rejoice in the Lord because He is merciful, He's powerful, He can deliver you. Verse 19 says this, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Here's the thing. Here's the amazing thing about our God. Kahit na hindi ka pa niya i-deliver sa problema mo ngayon, kahit na nahihirapan ka pa sa sitwasyon mo ngayon, the good news is, He will give you the strength. He will give you the strength. He will give you the strength. He will give you the grace to be victorious. Alam mo, ang dami pong tao ngayon nahihirapan sa buhay. At ang lalong mas mahirap dahil wala silang Diyos sa puso nila. You have Christ in you. He is giving you the strength. Okay? Again, hindi po gantong ginagawa ni God sa atin. No? Pagka nagpipray ka sa Kanya, hindi Kanya na scene zone lang. No? Hindi chinat mo siya sa FB, si Lord. Tapos ang reply, scene ang reply niya sa'yo. Tapos niretweet pa ng niretweet. No? Hindi ganun si God. When you are praying, when you are crying out to God, you know what God does? Deuteronomy 8:2 says this. And you shall remember the whole way the Lord your God has led you for these 40 years in the wilderness, that He might humble you, testing you to know what's in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. I don't know what you're going through today, but what I know is God sometimes allows some shaking in our hearts, in our lives, to test us what is in our hearts. Are we going to respond the way Habakkuk did? Look at what he did. Okay, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4b says, but the righteous shall live by his faith. The righteous shall live by his faith. So I want to leave you with this thought tonight. Okay? In the midst of trouble, we can trust God because He is wise, powerful, and merciful.
So I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what trial, what difficulty you're facing today. But I want you to take to heart what Habakkuk said. The Lord can be your strength and you can rejoice in Him. He will surely deliver you. And sometimes, okay, this happens. Kahit wala tayo. Kahit wala pang ginagawa si God. And I want us to remember who He is. And I just want to end with this video. Okay? I want to show you a video of someone. You've heard this story so many times before. But I just felt that this is a good story to end. That sometimes when bad things happen to us, we think that God just sin-zoned us. Actually, sometimes it's not the case. Most of the time, if not all the time, that is not the case. Let's just watch this video before we end.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Raisa Loren. I was there as a bombing call last September 26 in La Salle. So I want to share my story, how my faith to God, how my faith changed my life after what happened. So after the accident, I was there at the floor. I saw my feet, and it was mangled. And then I prayed to God, God, please save my life, because I was really bleeding. And I don't know why it happened. So instead of being mad, I just prayed to God and I just worshiped Him. I was singing praises during the way to the hospital. So, kasi po, yung before I went to the accident, I was discipled po by Pastor William Alcantara. So, I was sharing to him na ang pinag-pray ko po lagi to God is I want to be someone someday who would make a difference in this world. So, I was praying, paano kaya mangyayari yun? I am just a simple girl, I am a law student, I am handling our family business, and how can I make a difference in this world if ganun lang ako, I'm just, yeah, I'm nobody. And then after the accident happened, ayun, then I was, I guess, nga po, nakilala po ako, dinumog po ako ng media. Then I don't know how it happened. I guess that's God's way of answering my prayer, that I want to be someone someday to make a difference.
Yeah, here's a lady who didn't know why that happened to her. But when that was happening to her, when she lost her legs, in the midst of her trouble, she trusted God because she knew that God is wise, God is powerful, and God is merciful. I just want us to, you know, stand up and just worship the Lord today before we end.
Oh,
You know, I don't know what you're going through today. Habakkuk was going through such a difficult time in his life. He was seeing God's judgment. He was seeing people suffering. And yet, he was able to say, God, I will rejoice in you. Yet he was able to say, God, you are my strength. You're going to make my feet like the feet of the deer. I'll be able to go up high. And I don't know where you are right now, but God wants to minister to you and he wants to give you the strength. If you're here today, you know, you're struggling, you're going through a difficult time in your life and you feel that God has sin zoned you. But let me tell you a good news. God has not sin zoned you. He's actually giving you the strength so that you can be overcomer, so that you can be an overcomer in the situation you're in right now. As everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if that is you, you need the strength of God today. Would you just raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? Yes, I see those hands. Anyone else? Lord, you see the hands of these people. God, I pray that as they come before you in humility and asking you, Lord, for strength, Lord, give them the eyes to see that you are a sovereign God, that you are a powerful God. Lord, whatever situation they're in right now, Lord, this is nothing in comparison to your power. There is nothing in comparison to what you can do in and through them. Lord, I pray that you would give them the grace right now. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.